back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Lighthouse Point Smugglers Part 4, which first aired on July 29th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hand, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and walks about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. Curious events at Horn House, the New England home of Jimmy Olsen's Aunt Louisa, have led Jimmy and Clark Kent to believe that a group of smugglers is using the place, together with its old lighthouse and dock, as a secret base. Queer sounds in the cellar below the kitchen. Lamps in the lighthouse, which has been dark for two generations. Strange behavior on the part of old Miss Horn herself. When we last saw them, Kent and Jimmy had rushed out to the lighthouse and captured a man who had been signaling from the tower after a chase that left the stranger unconscious. While still at the lighthouse, Kent and Jimmy had received an urgent plea for help from old Aunt Louisa, back in the kitchen of Horn House, in the form of three sharp rings of the house telephone bell, a signal for help suggested to her by Kent. As our story continues today, Jimmy and Kent are hurrying back over the stretch of beach to Horn House, carrying the unconscious figure of the stranger between them. Listen.
Steady, Jimmy. Look, why don't you run on ahead?
No, I'll stick here with you, Mr. Kent. You couldn't carry this guy all by yourself.
Oh, yes, I could.
Anyway, we're almost there. Who do you think he is?
Can't imagine. We'll hang on to him until we find out, I can tell you that. Hey, look. Look ahead. Didn't we leave your aunt in the kitchen with the lights lit?
Golly, that's so. Now the lights are out. It's dark. The whole house is dark. Aunt Lou! Aunt Lou!
She must have needed help, or she wouldn't have rung the telephone. Come on, Jimmy. Oh, here we are. All right, open the door.
Okay. Golly, it's dark. Aunt Lou.
Here. Drop this fellow on the floor for now. There we are. All right, find the switch.
I've got it here. Great Scott, Mr. Kent. Look. The cellar door. We left it closed and now it's open.
Jimmy, what's that whining? Sounds like a dog in the closet.
It's Tiger. Aunt Lou must have shut him in. But what for? And where is she?
I don't know where she is, but I know where she went. She opened the door and went down in the cellar.
Come on, Mr. Kent. We've got to find her, quick.
Wait a minute. That dog, Tiger. Does he know you, Jimmy? Will he do what you say?
Sure he will, but what do you want?
We'll make him stand guard over this fellow on the floor. Come on, let him out. Hurry. Careful,
hey,
Jimmy.
Stop him. Stop him. He's going for the guy.
No. No, he's not. Jimmy, look, he knows him. The dog knows him. He's licking his face.
By golly, you're right. Hey, stop it. Stop it, Tiger. Tiger. Mr. Kent, who is he?
Search me, Jimmy. We can't wonder about that now. We've got to find your aunt.
Come on, down the cellar door.
No, Jimmy, wait. I may be wrong. You go upstairs and look all over. Look through the library.
She never went there. It's been locked for years.
Oh, never mind. Look everywhere. We can't afford to miss her. I'll go down cellar. Now, if you find her, yell out. Quick now.
Okay. I'd rather come with you, Mr. Kent. If you say look upstairs, that's what I'll do.
That's the boy.
What about this guy here?
I'm afraid he's hurt more than I thought. We can't do anything about that right now. Not till we find Miss Horn. Go along, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Kent. Tiger, you stay right there. You hear? Stay there.
Oh, thank heavens. Got rid of Jimmy. She didn't go upstairs. She came down here in the cellar. But there may be trouble. And I don't want the boy mixed up in it if I can help.
Jimmy, Mr. Kent!
Miss Horn.
Quick!
She's calling.
Quick!
She's not here in the cellar. She...
Jimmy!
Where... Great Scott, that
Mr.
wall.
Kent.
There's an opening in the cellar wall, and it's closing. Ah, too late. She's down the passageway, a secret passageway under Horn House, and the wall's closed behind her. But concrete doesn't stop Superman. Not for long. Almost through. I never saw this when I was down here before. I never thought the wall wasn't solid. Well, that won't stop me. Not over 3 seconds more. Now then. There we are. Miss Horn! Miss Horn! I'm coming, Miss Horn.
Mr. Kent, what's the matter? I heard the noise.
Jimmy, he's coming down the stairs. Back to Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent, what happened? Golly, that hole, where does it lead to?
Jimmy, you're just in time. Your aunt's down there. I heard her calling.
Jimmy!
Come on.
Jimmy!
Coming, Miss Horn.
Jimmy!
Come on, Mr. Kent. I hear her. Golly, what is this place?
Jimmy, it's a secret passageway. A gallery.
Where does it go to?
I don't know. Probably down in the dock. Oh, there's your aunt. She's all right.
Aunt Lou. Aunt Lou. Here we are.
Jimmy. Oh, Mr. Kent.
Oh, it's all right, Miss Horn. What's happened? Are you hurt?
No. No, I'm not hurt, but they've gone. They've got away.
Who's got away? Mr. Kent, look.
What?
There's open water right ahead. We've come out under the dock.
Miss Horn, tell us quickly what happened. Why did you come down here?
Well, just after you left to go to the lighthouse, I heard that same noise down the cellar. I declare it frightened me, Mr. Kent.
Why didn't you stay in the kitchen? We warned you.
When someone's making free with my cellar, I should say not. So I just locked tighter in the closet. Down I went. And this time I caught him. Red-handed, too.
What? Aunt Lou, the telephone bell. You rang it.
I heard what Mr. Kent told me, and it's just what I did. I knew you'd come.
Well, Miss Horn, go on. These men, what were they doing?
There was that big opening in the cellar wall, and I popped right in.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Kent, they was dragging a big box right down through this gallery towards the dock.
Listen, what's that?
It's a boat.
Smugglers. They've been using the cellar as a place to keep their stuff, and then they take it away through the secret door of the gallery. Why didn't you call sooner?
Well, them right in front of me. Why, they'd have come.
Never mind that now. Mr. Kent, that boat, it got away. I can't hear it anymore.
Jimmy, you take your aunt back to the kitchen. I'll stay here. Maybe I can do something.
Golly, listen to Tiger.
Something's happened.
Mr. Kent, that man. Something's happened and Tiger's going for the man.
Hey, what man? Who are you talking about?
Come on, don't just stand there. Back up the gallery. Come on, Aunt Lou.
Go ahead, Miss Horn.
Don't hurry me. I can't stand.
Jimmy, the dog knows you. Run ahead. Call him off, quick.
You bet, Mr. Kent.
Hurry up.
Mr. Kent, this man, what man? Where is he?
Oh, Miss Horn, mind that rock. That's it. We're almost there now. There's the cellar just ahead. Why, Jimmy and I found this fellow in the lighthouse. He was signaling.
Signaling?
Yes, one of the smugglers. Well, we caught him. Then we heard you ring the telephone bell and brought him along. He's hurt.
Hurt?
Yes.
Oh, my legs. Quick, Mr. Kent.
Mr. Kent, hurry. Tiger, get down.
Keep him away.
Get down, Tiger.
Get him off.
Down.
Get him off. Here's the cellar, Miss Horner. All right, now up the stairs.
Get down, Tiger. Down. Get down. Get down. What's the matter with you?
Crazy. That's what ails him.
Get down.
Keep him off. By Godfrey, I'll have the law on you for this.
Why, who's that? Where did he come from?
Jasper Quinby, whatever in the world.
Mr. Kent, this fellow was here when I ran up. And Tiger was going for him, just like you saw.
But the other one?
He's there in the dining room, on the couch.
Yes, I put him there. And that's what I get for it.
In the dining room? Where is he? I want to see him.
You stay here, Louisa Horn. I want to talk to you. What do you think I come here for?
I don't care, Jasper Quinby. I won't talk to you now, not for all the mortgages in Maine. Oh, I...
Mr. Quinby, that's the name. We're sorry about this. What happened?
The dog didn't really hurt you, did he?
I come here to talk to Miss Lou about her mortgage. Came to the door. And then I seen that poor feller on the floor with a dog all over him. Thought he was killed.
So you came in to help, eh?
Of course I did. Who wouldn't? Picked him up and carried him onto the couch.
Huh?
And then that there dog laid into me like I don't know what.
I'll say he did. Gosh, mister. I thought you were a goner, all right.
Queer. Tiger ever do a thing like that before, Jimmy?
Not that I ever heard of.
Listen here, I can't stand around all night. I come here to talk to Miss Lou.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but you heard what she said.
Oh, won't talk to me, eh? Well, I ain't coming many more times.
Now, look here, Mr. Quinby. Miss Horn's been upset this evening. Let her get a rest.
Rest? Don't you worry. I ain't going to bother her none. I'm going right out. Right this minute. Open the door, boy.
Yes, sir. Only please don't hold this against Aunt Lou. She's just not herself.
Never mind telling me my business, young man. Just you get that there door open. Reckon I know when I want it.
I'll ask Miss Horn to get in touch with you tomorrow, Mr.
Quinby. Just a second. The door's stuck. Oh, no, it isn't either. It's locked. There. Good night, Mr. Quimby. Aunt Lou will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe she will, and maybe she won't.
Gee, I guess he's pretty sore.
Is he, Jimmy? Sore or relieved?
Relieved? Golly, Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
I mean he was relieved to be getting off so easily.
Getting off?
Oh, Jimmy, wake up. Does a man pick the middle of the night in a night like this to come and talk about mortgages?
Jiminy, I never thought of that.
He says he came in to help a man on the floor being attacked by a dog. But the door was locked when you tried to let him out.
Say, that's right.
You think he rushed in and then calmly turned around and locked himself into a room with a savage dog? Well, do you?
But if he didn't...
Jimmy, that man Jasper Quimby was here in Horn House all the time. He was here, but we didn't see him. You see what that means? It means there's another secret passage in the house that leads directly into this room.
Oh, Mr. Kent, can't you do something?
Now, Jimmy, keep all this to yourself. Not a word to your Aunt Lou. Not till we know what it means.
I get you, Mr. Kent.
All right. Coming, Miss Horn. Mr. Quimby left. He said he'd see you tomorrow. What's
the
matter, Miss Horn?
Oh, Aunt Lou, you've been crying.
Oh, he's so white and still. Just look at him. Can't we get a doctor, Mr. Kent?
He'll be all right, Miss Horn. After all, it's his own fault.
Aunt Lou, what is it? What's the matter?
Oh, don't you understand? Don't you see? You knew I was hiding something, not telling you everything.
Miss Horn.
You thought I got you out of the house on purpose, and I did.
You did?
I was a threat of this. I didn't know for sure, but when Tiger got so quiet that first night, I just knew.
Tiger? Mr. Kent, I know. Don't you remember just a while ago when we let him out of the closet, how he tried to lick the guy's face?
Miss Horn. Great heavens, you don't mean...
Yes, Mr. Kent, I do. My own flesh and blood, running with no goods and smugglers. This is my nephew. This is Christopher Horn.
Christopher Horn. At least a part of the mystery is solved, but what of the rest? What strange connection is there between Christopher Horn and Jasper Quimby? And what was Quimby himself doing in Horn House? And why was he suddenly attacked by the dog, Tiger? Next time, more thrills, excitement... Tune in and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode of the day, Lighthouse Point Smugglers, Part 5, which first aired on July 31st, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton, who walked about among human beings as Mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Spending a vacation on the New England coast, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy for the Planet City Room, have found that Horn House, the home of Jimmy's Aunt Louisa Horn, is a secret base for smugglers. When we last saw them, Kent and Jimmy had just learned that the stranger they caught signaling from the tower of the abandoned lighthouse was Aunt Louisa's nephew, Christopher Horn. And that the house itself, unknown even to its present owner, was a maze of secret passageways and galleries. Jasper Quimby, local banker, had been found in the middle of the locked kitchen and had been allowed to go before it was realized that he could not possibly have entered in the usual way. After much talk and efforts to revive the unconscious Christopher, the family had retired for the night and nothing further had occurred. But our story continues. It is next morning. Aunt Louisa, Kent, and Jimmy are at breakfast in the dining room. Listen.
Thanks, Aunt Lou. I will have another donut. How about you, Mr. Kent?
Oh, no thanks, Jimmy. My plate's clean, and I'm going to keep it that way. Say, by the way, Miss Horn, where did you get these plates? They're mighty pretty.
Yeah, I noticed them too, Aunt Lou. Aren't they kind of special? They look Chinese.
They are Chinese, Jimmy. My very special Kenton set, only used for company.
Oh, boy, Mr. Kent, your company.
Your great-grandfather Horn bought them from China 60 years ago, along with the jade.
Jade? You mean to say you've got some real Chinese jade, Miss Horn?
Not now, Mr. Kent, but we did have. I never saw it, but land knows I've heard of it. It was the jade that was going to make the family fortune.
Where is it now, Aunt Lou?
Oh, goodness knows, Jimmy. 60 years ago, reckon it's near 65 now, it just vanished. Clean out of sight, between a night and a morning.
Oh, Miss Horn,
do you mean?
That's what I say, Mr. Kent. Reckon I ain't lost the use of my tongue. One night it was here, right here in Horn House, and next day it was gone.
Golly. Stolen?
We never knew. We couldn't ask because your great-grandpa was gone, too.
Gone where, Miss Horn?
Nobody ever knew till they found him 2 weeks later.
Found him? You mean to say...
Didn't your ma ever tell you, Jimmy? No, I reckon she couldn't. On her side of the family. Yes, she was dead. Lying on the beach. They found him at the ebb tide.
Sounds just like a mystery novel. And they never found the jade?
Never. More's the pity.
Was it worth much?
Worth much. My land, boy. Jade like that? Well, reckon it's worth its weight in gold, all right. Grandpa had mighty close to a trunk full.
Great Scott. But Miss Horn, where did he get it?
Like I said, from China. He was a clipper captain, Mr. Kent. Every voyage, he'd bring back something else. Pictures, wallpaper, dishes.
Wallpaper?
Don't shout so, Jimmy. Mighty particular Grandpa was. I hardly remember him myself, but I've heard Ma tell about him many's the time. Had the wallpaper made special for this very room. In Shanghai, I think 'twas.
Oh. This wallpaper here?
It's so faded now, you can't make it out. But the picture on that wall shows it was the same. Why, my land.
Glue, what's the matter?
My soul and body, look there, right on the wall behind you, Mr. Kent.
For what?
The picture.
Where?
It's gone.
Why, that's so. Golly, I never noticed.
Jimmy, did you break that picture and say nothing about it?
Me? Gosh, Aunt Lou. What do you take me for, a kid?
I wouldn't put it past you. My soul. Mr. Kent, what's the matter?
He's your nephew.
Oh, Christopher.
Where's that man, Quinn?
Oh, now, wait. Take it easy. Sit down, man, before you fall. Hey, wait a minute. Lie down there on the sofa.
I'll get you a drink of water.
That's
Christopher, you shouldn't have gotten up. You should have stayed in bed.
Never mind that. There's something I've got to do. We've all got to do. Where's Quinby?
Quinby went home. What about him?
He tried to murder me.
What?
He tried to murder me while I couldn't help myself.
Jasper Quinby? Oh, I...
Last night he came in and phoned me. I'd just come to. He tried to strangle me there on the couch. If it hadn't been for Tiger...
Tiger? Gee, Mr. Kent, that's why he went for him.
Tiger, he was always crazy about me.
Mr. Horn, I think we'd better have an understanding.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Why would Jasper Quinby want to kill you?
Because he knows I'm onto it.
What?
He knows I know.
So, Christopher, know what?
Aunt Lou, I had to do it. I had to run with that gang till I could find out.
What? Find out what?
There's secret passages all through the house. Quinby found them. He got into the library, and so did I, but it was too late. Too late.
Christopher Horn, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Aunt Lou, don't you know that the Chinese jade, great-grandfather jade, is right here in this house?
Wait,
why?
Christopher, what do you mean?
Here in the house, great heavens.
Where is it?
That's what I don't know, but Jasper Quinby does.
Jasper Quinby? That's what he was hanging around for.
Maybe he was after it last night.
Christopher, how does Quinby know about great-grandfather jade?
Ask me some more. Ask me how I know. It's in the library, Aunt Lou. It's all in the library, but they never looked.
The library?
All the old log books, everything he wrote on his voyages. I was always a great reader, Aunt Lou. You know that.
So I should say I do.
I read the logs. I read them all. He'd written it down. Old Joshua Horn. What he was going to do.
Mr. Horn, do you mean to tell me that the hiding place of the Chinese jade is in old Captain Horn's log books?
Wait till I tell you. I read them all. I got closer and closer, but when I came to what I needed most, the pages were missing.
What?
Torn out. And do you know who'd taken them? It was Jasper Quinby. Somehow he knew. Don't ask me how, but he did.
Quinby's. Bad lot. All of them. Our people always had trouble with Quinby's. Even way back.
That's it. Maybe Jasper heard it from his father.
Mr. Horn, what was in those log books? A sketch? A chart?
I don't know. I know everything else. I know that you can only get into where the jade is a couple times each year.
What in sakes, Christopher? What do you mean?
I don't know. All I can tell you is what I read in the log books. Maybe it's got something to do with the tides, but that's how it is. Only a couple times each year. And right now is one of the times.
Jiminy, then you say Quinby knows where it is?
He told me he was mighty near it. And that's why he wanted the house. He's in the smuggling racket, and he's after the jade. And that's why I joined up with it, Aunt Lou, so as I could find out.
Oh, Chris, I knew you wasn't really bad.
I reckon I lost. It's too late. Quimby was in here last night. Before he come in and found me, I reckon he got what he needs. Maybe it's a chart. Maybe it's a map.
No, not a map. A picture.
Mr. Kent, what do you mean?
Don't you see? The picture on the wall. The picture that's missing.
Oh, my soul. Golly, Mr. Kent, do you think that's it? Aunt Lou, what was it?
Why, I don't hardly recollect. Yes, I do, too. It was a picture of some gardens. The Golden Gardens, I think 'twas.
Well, whatever it was, that's where the secret is, and Quimby knew it. He took it last night. Oh, what fools we were to let him go. We might have known.
Mr. Kent, maybe it's not too late now.
I don't know. He wouldn't wait long, no longer than he had to. But he wouldn't work by daylight. He'd wait till dark. Where does he live?
Quimby?
Yes.
Man's way back in town. Big white house on the hill.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Kent, what are you going to do?
I'm off. I can't waste time now. Look after Christopher. I'll hurry all I can.
There. Well, I never. On earth, what'll happen next?
Christopher, what's the matter with him, Aunt Lou?
Oh, Mr. Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, he'll be all right, Aunt Lou. Don't you worry. Golly, look. He's right under where the picture was. Say.
Jimmy, what are you looking at?
Look, this is funny. All the wallpapers faded out. Except where the picture was. Did it hang here long?
Ever since your great-grandpa put it there.
Well, look. You can see what the pattern was just as clear as anything. My gosh, Aunt Lou.
Jimmy, don't scream like that. It's enough to give a buddy the jumps.
Aunt Lou, did you say back a while ago that the wallpaper was the same as the picture? Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. Captain Joshua had the wallpaper made order from the picture. Jimmy, what are you doing standing on your head?
Aunt Lou, look here. Oh, my gosh, look. We discovered something, don't you see?
See what?
The pattern, the Chinese pattern. Turn it around and it's a map. A regular map of Lighthouse Point and Horn House. Look.
Jimmy Olson, you're out of your mind.
I'm not. No wonder Quimby swiped it. And to think it has been here all these years, just looking right at us.
I don't believe it. It ain't possible.
But it is, can't you see? And all those white lines. Aunt Lou, those are the secret passages.
Jimmy, I tell you, I don't believe it. And even if it is, what good does it do us?
What good does it do us? Don't you understand? Aunt Lou, it means that we can find where the jade is ourselves. Just by following the drawings. Right now, too. And wait. What's this? Why, there's writing all around the edge of each pattern. Wait a minute. I'll try to read it.
Jimmy, you're making that up.
I'm not. Honest, I'm not. Listen. Take twice three turns and two turns more. The water waits behind the door. Turn seven stones. Make haste. For then the sea too soon comes in again.
What?
It
sounds like silly gibberish to me. What's it mean?
I don't know, but look. See this long line leading out of the other? With a thing like a sun at the top of it? Aunt Lou, I'll bet that's where the secret room is. And you and I are going to find it. Just as soon as I've cut out this wallpaper.
I don't believe you know what you're talking.
Shades of old Captain Joshua Horn. Is the Chinese wallpaper pattern really a map of Lighthouse Point? Does it chart the way to the secret chamber? What is the meaning of the strange rhyme written on the margins of the print? And what terrible secret lies in wait at the end of the winding passageways? Tune in next time for the thrilling, unbelievable climax. Follow the story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.